Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I normally don't do announcements in the sermon, but I will today. We have received in the office, for your benefit, free tickets, can you believe that, to the home show that will be held at the Seattle Summit and Center in January. I don't remember exactly the dates, but the tickets are there for your taking. You may wonder to yourself, well, why? We asked ourselves the same thing. Why us? Why would they decide that it would be a good idea to send free tickets to several of the churches around to hand out? Well, obviously, they want more people to come to the show and buy lots of stuff. I began to think about that, and I thought, well, how appropriate it is. Isn't that what we are involved in? Remodeling. As a congregation, we are at that point of walking through not just the building, but the way in which we live our lives together, and asking ourselves, how is this working? Is this time for a new paint job? Or are we going to say it's time to sort of fix this up? Or is it time to perhaps change things around, perhaps to remove a wall or two? Who knows what's going to happen? You know, as an interim, we happen to like a couple of these in stories in Scripture. It reminds us of what we do. So when we get together, we sort of enjoy these things. And John the Baptist is certainly one of them that we connect with, because we know one is coming after us who's going, of course, to do a great and wonderful job. And so we point to that. It is fun to be involved in this task, but this is where it begins, in repentance. It's interesting that Mark does not have a nativity story and something about the birth. He just starts right in, but he goes back to Isaiah, to these people who are living the bondage of the exile off in Babylon, being called to come home, to return, and to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. And when he does this, he grants them grace. Repentance is a good thing, and we need it. We all do. Our lives are not perfect, and it is incumbent upon us to spend at least a little time and to ask ourselves, what is it that needs remodeling in my life? What are those things that, of course, are called for in order to really make things work well? You know, when you do a job, and sometimes it's just to make it look nicer, but it really doesn't work a whole lot better than the old one did. I have to admit, after being at the first taste of and Christmas downstairs, I'm impressed with the kitchen. Very nicely done. I, of course, held myself to only one cookie, but plenty of sprinkles, so it was a good thing. Luther had raised the art of repentance to an art form. He kept on driving his confessor and Staupitz absolutely nuts. He would spend an hour confessing all of the sins that he could think of, and Staupitz would just sit there and listen to this whole long list. And then as Luther left to go out, and on the way down the hall, he would think of some more, so he turned right around and come back again to confess more. At one point, and Staup had said, if you're going to wear me out with this, at least make them interesting. The reason why we confess, the reason why we are drawn to repentance, the reason why we remodel our lives is so that God's grace might be seen. In such a way that we are granted comfort even in the midst of this. We know that everything we do is temporary. Flesh is like that. The flower fades and is blown away. All of those beautiful green leaves that were out on the trees a few months back are now being collected. And they are going to, of course, disintegrate into nothing. But the Word of God, that we depend upon, will always be there. There's going to be more to do, and certainly God is going to get involved in this. But for right now, we begin with this small, limited slice of John the Baptist out in the wilderness, calling people to repentance. He himself knows there's more to follow because he can only do that. But it's a start, and he knows it. And all of the people of Jerusalem at some point were going out there, perhaps just to see what in the world was going on with this guy who lived in the wilderness and eating locusts and wild and honey. And when they got out there, they would find themselves agreeing, yes, it's time for a change. It's time for some newness in our life. And so they would begin. We too are at that point. I'm still green around here. I'm still making changes and going the wrong way when I should be going here. I'm going here. I'm turning this way instead of this way. All of those things, I'm still getting used to the way that things are being done. I'm just beginning, and it's fun. It really is. But what I look for and what I am excited about is the ways that God has already been at work and the ways that we are going to see more of that. Because God has given us a promise that he will feed his flock like a shepherd, gather the lambs in his arms, carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. God is involved in this. We are not alone. Even in our repentance, it is what brings us close. So we begin here, and we begin now in this task of finding the kinds of life that God is calling us to even now. Amen.